You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. You'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu/behavioranalysis.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple probably about on the road heading to Milwaukee.
Doubt he's on the road.
Soon. I think this hour he's hit. He said fairly early is when he's heading out, so I'm not sure if he's gone yet.
Steve's, their plan is going to get to Wisconsin, I mean, in good shape to Milwaukee. And then what their plan is for tonight and tomorrow. I'm sure the game's tomorrow night.
It is tomorrow night, about 7 p.m. tomorrow in Milwaukee. Bucks hosting the Heat. Miami Heat, so...
must-see TV.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra versus Doc Rivers. Yeah. No Giannis. Yeah. A couple of injuries for the Heat, too. Should be great after the All-Star break here. It's awesome. Bill Bush, Jake Sorensen. Hour 3, sponsored by our friends at Nebco.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. Also sponsored by Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill. Every Ford you could want resides at Anderson Ford.
Just mention the gold medal and get 10% off every F-150 today. Just mention that Mike's in a gold medal mood, and it's a game changer. He knows that. Let's bring America back.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah, and so that happened last night,
Mike,
yesterday.
Mike, just pure Americana out there.
Exactly. So get out there, get that discount today. It's a big goal. The gold, how about getting called that? The golden goal.
Yep. That's what they said, the golden goal.
So, Jake, let me ask you. So, one of the things that came up with that with Canada is, and I disagree 100% with the, we've already got, we won the last two. We beat you with in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. We did this, and it's only the now. It'd be similar.
This is coping, Bill.
It's called coping. But I know, so let me ask you this. 2 years ago, you were at the Iowa game, Nebraska, and we were pretty much in control.
Yeah.
And there was a late fumble slash, and then they made like a 58-yard field goal.
A strip sack.
Sack, and they make a 58-yard field goal to win the game, or something as long, anyway.
I still remember it like it was yesterday. Okay.
But my point, when you walked out, you didn't yell at Iowa fans that we've won 5 national championships, did you?
No, you don't do that.
It's just like, because all that matters is the right now. And that's where I'm at with USA. It's like, I don't care about the past. I don't care about 46 years, anything. It's like, no, doesn't matter.
No,
and it really does. I know people can cope that way, but it doesn't really make you feel better.
I don't care, Canada, about what you're a hockey country. Congrats, you lost the gold medal match to the USA. We're not known for hockey here. We're not. We love hockey. We are not known for like you are, and all the other countries across the pond. We are not a hockey staple, and we are gold medalists. So cope harder, Canada. Right.
I'm with you.
Cope.
I'm with you 100%. I was thinking about that. I go,
you see, quotes, we were the better team. We had more shots to go. Yeah. Did you win the game?
Yeah. One of the NHL writers wrote that if they played this game 100 times, Canada wins 95.
We got one of the five.
That's great. We got one of the five.
Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I don't feel bad about this.
Like Herb Brooks said before the deal, if we play in 10 times, they might win 9, but not tonight.
At this one.
Yeah. So, yes.
I've been informed by the Breakers, and I've confirmed myself that it's a very big birthday today in the world.
God, I love this song. God, so good.
And that birthday, you might ask, is Tom Osborne, age 89 today. 89 years young for the great, the legendary Tom Osborne. 89, yes. Bill.
It's also Joni Duff's dad's birthday, RIP, from heaven. Yes, Joni Duff ran Nebraska football, or Joni and Kathy Woody ran it, and Mary Lynn Weiniger ran it for 40 years, whatever. They were together as a team up there holding the office together. So it was an incredible day, and we touched base on that yesterday with myself, Joni, and Kenny Wilhite discussed that. So Joni Duff, once for you at that, and obviously she was right there with Coach Osborne, but it's a huge day. I'm sure I'll reach out to Coach. He'll get a lot of messages and stuff today, but great day for Coach. 89 years old.
It's just amazing. Again, we all know it's the old cliche, time flies. I mean, he was just Nebraska's AD not long ago. Of course, legendary coach. He was the AD here back, you know, when Nebraska went to the Big Ten. Talking 15 years ago, 16 years. Now he's 89 years old.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Still getting down to practice quite a bit, which is awesome. And just the fact, you got to remember like that, I don't know what year it was. It was in the 80s when he had his open heart surgery. You know, talk about, I do want to talk about discipline. I've never seen anything like it being around him. You know, when I was working with, you know, for him, I mean, his discipline of how he ate, the only thing I saw in my 4 years with him was there was one day, I don't know if he drank the whole can or not, but he had an orange soda.
Okay.
That never happened. No. Oh, no. It was water, salmon, you know, greens. It was, I mean, talk about someone that took it to the, because he had the ability to do that. I mean, most people would crack. Coach Osborne didn't. It was remarkable how he followed his heart-healthy diet. And just think about him now. This is a guy that had to have heart surgery. When you looked at him like that, was he ever overweight? Nope. Did he exercise every day? Yes. One of the things that came up with his heart they talked about was he was jogging. I think it was around the field, and George Darlington passed him. That's when he knew that something was wrong.
Interesting.
He's like, you know, yeah, it's like a true story. It was like something's not quite going right, and then that's when he had to go through his heart procedure. But obviously, still doing great. And like I said, I haven't talked to him for, it's probably been almost a month and a half, several months since I've talked to him last, but I'll catch up with
him. Sanderson says, Coach is an inspiration to me after having my massive heart attack, and he is now 89. Impressive, Sanderson. Yeah.
Sander, I'm just telling you right there, one of the things he did was just, he followed the regimen, what was cast upon him, of what he had to do to take care of himself.
Happy birthday, Tom Osborne. Age 89 today. Amazing. We had a couple of texts coming in regarding spring football. It just obviously started Saturday, and they want to know for Bill and your coaching experience, you know, in terms of how much can be learned in the spring and what that first week back is like in general for spring football.
Well, a couple things. There's always a little bit of anxiety as far as just the nervousness of getting things started as a coach. You want a super clean practice, which means here's a time we're starting, here's how stretch is, this is how pre-practice is. When we get from periods, you know, 7 to 8 and everyone's moving, we're going from individual to 7-on-7 to into whatever's going on, you want your practice to be so crisp and so clean that when coaches or whoever's watching you, you're like going like, look at that. That's cool. You don't want any blowing the whistle, restart the period. Those are things as a coach.
You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. You'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu behavioranalysis.
Which you want to have really, really done, because your effort's going to be really good. You're the it's brand new. Kids are into it. There's a lot of new coaches on the staff, and so there's a lot of newness going on. So that part is really good. It's still a little bit of you know, make believe football because of without the contact and the pads and how things get started. But you can still get a lot done, especially alignment, assignment, signals, whatever's going on. There's so many things. You got to have your drill work all set up with what you're going to be able to get done. And you can do a lot of things still physical without being physical against each other. So there's a lot to be learned and a lot to be done. So your first 2 days, do they matter? They do matter. And you only get so many of them. They're super important for them to matter.
I just can't imagine in this current era, the last couple of years of the portal, and so many new faces that have played college football. So they're coming in with habits from different schools. It's one thing to come from high school and then learn how to go to. You've done different things at all these different schools, and you're all coming together. And is the first couple of days can like terminology be a little off again in terms of and how guys operate because they're all coming from different spots. In college football.
Well, the difference, the biggest difference now is you're able to meet with your team prior to. So you've done all of your install. And so when practice started on Saturday, they probably had like 4 to 5 days of install done. Then they went back on Saturday or Friday and then went back to day one and reinstalled what was going in day one. And so you've seen all that. So there shouldn't be a big problem with any sort of verbiage or what's new. Because you went backwards in time. Before, you didn't get to meet with your players. So all of a sudden, the first day, I mean, you're actually having a meeting that day of what's going in. The kids are like going, okay, we're running this coverage and doing this. Okay. But a lot of times you also have a lot of veterans. Now you have a chance that might be on your team. You might have on a lot of teams. I mean, LSU probably has like, I don't know, 7 to 8 guys on each side of the ball that weren't there last year. And so it's all brand new with what's going on. So there's a lot of things that that happen with it. So, but it's very, very important, and there is some newness to it. But you just want to be super clean, because the problem you don't want to have is when the practice is over, and all of a sudden, generally what's going to happen is you're going to meet right when practice is over, and the head coach is going to have a bunch of notes. It's going to be, okay, period 2 and 3, we did not transition fast enough. Or what happened? I went over to the D-line drill. What happened period 5? You know, we didn't have the whatever setup was supposed to be set up. Did we have that laid out crystal clear? Mm-hmm. Did we know that that is what the drill we were going to? Because what you would do is with your team. So if I had all the DBs in a room, I would show them individual and be like, okay, here's what we're doing. Periods 2, 3, 4, and 5, whatever. We're gonna segue to this. This is the drill. We've all seen the drill. And I'd always have an example to show. This is the drill. This is how we get set up fast. This is what's going on. Because you cannot explain for 1 second. You're a bad coach if you're explaining on the field what a drill is. That's what off season is for, and that is what preparation is for. So the coach every place I've ever been, there's always things he'd bring up. He'd be like, "Hey, we went to special teams, or we came out of the turnover circuit. Why did it take us so long to do this?" Now, at the same time, you're going to say, "This was really good. I liked where this was at. You know, why was the strength? Why did 2 of the strength coaches just, you know, show up a little bit late? Whatever, just whatever it could but possibly be at that time, because you want things to be so efficient." I always said when someone comes to watch you, they should say, "Wow, look how they practice." And that doesn't mean talent. That just means organization. So you want that really, really well with what's and all of a sudden. You know, you go through a team period, or it's 7-on-7, and you're short a guy on defense. We don't have a safety out there, or something. It's like inexcusable stuff that you have to make sure you have. So there'll be detailed meetings after each meeting of like, how can we practice better and more efficient? And then the next question is always going to be, when there is a problem, it's pretty simple. If you're in special teams and it didn't go well, you can sit there and you can say, and all the coaches are in there. It's like it was laid out really clear. And this is on these 4 guys that didn't as the players. Because sometimes you look at it and go, "Hey, don't be yelling at a player because they didn't know to get into this line when you never told them to get into this line in the meeting." So that's the stuff you're looking at.
Mike wants to know, so for a guy like Anthony Calandri, you're following Raiola, who is the starting quarterback for 2 years here. Latif is obviously here, but he wants to know, how valuable is this time frame for him to be seen as a leader on this team and people to buy into him as the quarterback?
Well, it'd be interesting to see how these coaches handle it. I know how I handle it. I was always big on time a junior back. We didn't deal with this very much in my era. And so a lot of times that we'd bring junior college players in, and I'd bring some in that I thought were going to be great players and could start for us. And I'd just tell them to shut up and outwork everybody. Because I said, right now, I said, you're not overly popular because you're here to take somebody's job.
100%.
And so there is, no matter what, there is an allegiance somewhere in that room to Latif.
Yep.
There's people that were with him for a year. There were people allegiance is really the word. It's kind of, they don't know Calandra. So how you make that work is all players, all they care about is being around tough dudes that can really play. So if they do that, everyone comes in, the friendship thing that goes out the door. It's like, you are my best friend, but I want him on the field. So that takes, but right now the leadership is just being efficient, being crisp, being, and know what you're doing. It's not about like that, man, he was on everyone's, you know, on their butt so right. hard yeah. to get this. You know what? Let that stuff play out. Just do your 1/11th, and then you start to graduate, make a few plays in a scrimmage. Then you get a chance. Then you start to get a little bit of street cred, and then you get a little bit more of it to be able to go through. But I'm not telling a new player coming in to make sure, hey, you run this locker room from day one. You have to earn the locker room. And like I said, the quarterback, even like I said, I know Sip said that it's not a competition, and they brought Calandra in, and they are paying him. There's three guys that are there. I will say this: the quarterback job will take care of itself. It just all of a sudden you just go, that's the guy, and that's what'll happen with it. So, but it is very, very important. But it's got to happen a little bit organically.
For those curious, again, there are some videos posted in the Huskers account. There are some pictures. There's no media in terms of anybody talking after practice Saturday. We'll have more of that, I think, Tuesday or Thursday this week, one of the two, in terms of from the coaches, but nothing from Saturday, besides just the fact that it started, and there's some videos on the Huskers Twitter account.
Yeah, it'd probably be just normal stuff like that first couple of days. I didn't really follow it because it's no pads, and, you know, I guess the only thing you really want to hear about is if someone's talking or someone has, if a coach that's been at practice, you know, and he's talking about his players, interesting like that. But that's just kind of that's kind of the norm right now with where it's at with everybody, and getting started. I would imagine they had some cold weather and there was some snow. Snow was removed. That's not a problem. So I don't know how much they did indoor, outdoor, all that different stuff. But they have plenty of space to operate. And I'm not sure what their numbers are. Sip told me one time what they are in the spring right now, what their total numbers are, because it'll gradually keep going down. I'd imagine by next year, they're probably down to the 105. They're going to be about done with the grandfather. They'll probably be down to about 107, 108 by the following year. I think they're still in that 115 mark or something about right now. But I don't know what's on, you know, who's not here right now. I think almost their entire team is in place. There's probably a few freshmen there still have not come in, but for the most part, they're here.
When we come back, hate to have sad news in the show, but there's some terrible news this weekend in the world of football. I'll tell you what happened next on Early Break on the Ticket.